AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
All right, guys, this is our last break of the day, and it is time for some closing remarks from the one and only Steve Harvey.
Well, it's been a good day. Let me ask you guys a question. Just off the top of your head, what do you all, and anybody can answer this question, what do you think is probably the number one cause that gets in the way of people moving forward? Or what has gotten in the way of you over the years from moving forward? Because, I mean, it happens to all of us, myself included. I'm just asking a question to the crew.
Yeah, fear.
Fear of failure.
Fear of success.
Sometimes trying to fix the past.
Wow.
Lack of faith.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, let me address three things. This is interesting. I'm going to try to do this quickly. Okay. Let's talk about fixing the past. Let's talk briefly about fear. And let's talk about the fear of being successful. Let's start with the fear of being successful. A lot of people have a fear of becoming successful because they're not sure of the requirements that will be placed on them once they become successful. Some people think that they won't be able to handle the regimen of being successful. And that right there is, you're not understanding how God works. God never puts you someplace he doesn't prepare you to be. Do you understand that as you become successful, that you're going to be tested, you're going to be challenged, you're going to be faced with all types of situations that will better you, equip you, and become make you the experienced person that you need to be in the place that you're going to finally wind up in? Stop being afraid of success and understand that God is not going to put you in a room that you're not qualified or equipped to be in. That's for starters. Now let's talk about fixing the past. You ready? You can't. You can't. You get no do-overs in life. The problem that people have when they try to fix the past is because they are surrounded by people who are constantly reminding them of the past and telling them you're not this and you're not that and you can't do this because you did that and I remember when you did that. When you remove those people from your life who are constantly trying to remind you of your past, you will then lose the need to have to fix it. See, but you have to fix it when there are people in your life, and including you, who keep bringing the past to the forefront to put it in your present. That's why the Lord's Prayer is simple. Give us this day our daily bread. The Bible very rarely talks to you about your past because it's been forgiven. It's done. I haven't read a whole lot of scriptures to help me with my past. I read a lot of scriptures that talk about now. I read a lot of scriptures that talks about faith, the belief in things that you cannot see, trusting in his word, holding on to his unchanging hand, realizing that all things are possible through him. I read a lot of scriptures about that. But nothing is more prevalent in our life today than the Lord's Prayer, which clearly says, give us this day our daily bread. Because tomorrow you have no control over. Now, you can have hopes for tomorrow. You can have plans for tomorrow. You can have visions and aspirations for tomorrow. But everything about tomorrow, which I have finally learned, should be tempered with the remark, if it's God's will and in God's timing. That way it releases me from having to be worried about the timing of an event. Because just because it's been denied, just because it's been delayed, does not mean that it's been denied. I had to learn that. So fixing your past can't be done. What's done is done. First thing you want to do about fixing the past, remove people from your life who are constantly reminding you of your past. And then secondly, forgive yourself just as God has done. I used to do it to myself all the time. Even at my daughter's wedding, I made the statement. I said, I've spent all of my adult life trying to fix the mistakes I made as a young man. You know what Bishop Jakes told me, who was at my daughter's wedding? He said, you're too hard on yourself. He said, you're too hard on yourself. You need to stop doing that to yourself, Steve. And he was right. Because I keep trying to do that, and I had to stop. And last but not least, let's just talk about fear itself. The majority of us have a fear of success and a fear of failure because we don't have a strong enough relationship with God. I'm telling you, man, God erases fear. God puts you in a comfort zone. I mean, if you think about it just for a second, everybody, everything that you've ever gone through, and I've said this, I can't tell you how many times on the show, everything you've gone through, every challenge you've ever had, every setback, every hardship, you've managed somehow to this point to get past all of them. Your track record for surviving rough days and challenges is 100%. Why would God not continue to do that for you? Lose your fear because God is near. Lose your fear because God is near. Those are the three things I wanted to address. Thank you for giving me those closing remarks. Y'all have a great day. Talk to God. He'd love to hear from you. See you tomorrow. Bye.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.